I wrote a book called Friends with Your Mind, How to Stop Torturing Yourself with Your Thoughts. That title really describes the process for a lot of us. It certainly did for me in the past before I became friends with my own mind. There are so many ways that anxious thoughts show up. One of those ways is through what if or catastrophic thinking. We have this kind of a delusion, actually, that if we worry about something, if we think about all the things that could go wrong, then we can protect ourselves from it. That part is somewhat true. It's helpful at times to think ahead. If I take a course so I know how to drive better, then I'm less likely to get into an accident. Some of these are common sense and actually quite helpful. We don't have to keep putting our hand on the stove to find out it's hot. We put our hand near the stove, we jerk it back. That's the primitive brain in action, protecting us from danger. Part of the issue that a lot of us have now is that our primitive brain, which was very helpful for that kind of thing, doesn't have enough nuance to really negotiate relationships. The modern day world, the speed at which things happen, the thousands of images that we're flooded with all the time. Most of us can remember the exact moment when we first found out about the attack on 9/11. Right now, as I'm speaking, I have an image in my mind of the plane crashing into the building. Those become firmly installed in our brain so that we could avoid that danger in the future. Part of the issue is that we actually don't have a way to protect ourselves from that kind of thing. Most of us were not in New York that day. Most of us will never experience a terrorist attack directly, although some of us certainly will. Just the fact that it happens is scary and alarming to our nervous system. And this brain of ours that developed to recognize firsthand threat is now having to deal with second, third, hundredth time threat. We see these images, we react to them as though it's a danger in our own life that's immediate and that we have to take action right away. We hold our breath. We go into this anxious, compulsive, ruminating thought stream. One part of the brain, one part of the mind, generates thought. In yoga and meditation philosophy, that's described as a lower level of mind. Then we also have the buddhi. It's a higher level of mind. It's our wisdom, our intuition. We're becoming more and more aware now of the thought or the intelligence of our body. We have a gut sense of something's wrong. We feel uneasy or we're scared. Even if it hasn't happened, even if it's not likely to happen, we might be so finely tuned to that that it feels scary to us. Our system gets alarmed from that. So how do we stop this? In addition to that, we have this mechanism. Trauma is stored in our body. The energy or the feeling, the sensation of it is stored along with thoughts, images, words, sounds, aromas, memories. The experience that was overwhelming at the time is stored in our body. And that can really hijack us. That becomes part of our known experience that this is dangerous. It's overwhelming. I feel powerless. I can't do anything about it. That's a really common experience for children. Children largely are powerless. And then we bring that into our adult lives. We bring in that knowing, that direct experience that things can be dangerous. And we bring in the habits and compulsions of the mind from before. So now, what are we going to do? Each of these forms of thought are a little bit different. For instance, with ruminating, I'm sure we've all had the experience of having an interaction with somebody. And then later on, we think of the perfect thing that we could have said. Lots of times we ruminate, we try to rewrite an experience because we need it to turn out differently. We need to experience feeling some sense of agency during that time, during that interaction. So we go over and over and over it in our mind. Ruminating is one type of dysfunctional, intrusive thinking. The next section covers why we go into worst-case scenarios, into catastrophic thinking,